Well, the young nobleman who had literally seen Paris and experienced French freedoms moved in the exact opposite direction. The Decembrist Revolution, which broke out between Alexander's death and the accession of his brother Nicholas I, was just one result. Conservative by nature, the circumstances of Nicholas I's rising to power made him downright reactionary. During Nicholas's reign, Russia became Europe's greatest power, hence the term Pax Russica, and its effective policemen, hence the term Gendarme of Europe. In segment 19b, Catherine the Great, we try as best we can to hit the high points of her reign and establish how she earned the title the Great. Unfairly disrespected as a dilettante and a nymphomaniac, she was neither of the above. Catherine, in fact, completed Russia's turn to the west and secured its southern boundaries through a successful campaign against the Turks, something that Peter never managed. Nor was Catherine's diplomacy any less adroit. In three successive partitions of Poland, Catherine managed to split up and ultimately remove from the map one of Russia's greatest old enemies. While Catherine's reforms were more flashy than substantive, at least she set a good example for her successors through her intellectual curiosity and willingness to examine, if not fix, the problems facing Russia.